broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
And it's time now to talk tech and innovation, navigating tech careers after matric. As we know that matric results are our national senior certificate results are due out. Asif Hassamov, Chief Technology Officer at Zayo. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Yes, that's correct. It's Asif Hassan.
I was saying the company, is it Zayo?
Yes, that's Zayo.
Okay, great. Good evening to you, and thank you so much for joining us. And I hope that you are having a good new year. You know, we were doing an outlook forecast on 2025 for the economy for South Africa and just globally in terms of sentiments. Some of the concerns that people have around the world is around technology and its role, whether it'll be good or bad for economies. Will it take away more jobs or create more jobs? So just from your point of view, how should we be looking at tech in 2025, especially if you're a young person coming into this world of work?
Okay, look, I don't want my answer to be very biased because I myself am a tech person. I love tech, right? And as much as people say that it takes away jobs, I think it creates jobs as well at the same time. And I think it creates jobs where you can actually get a much more better pay as well. So, for example, in this day and age, something that careers like full stack web development, AI, data engineers, these are very high demanding skills, right? And these pay a very high range in the space in the pay scale, right? So, I think at the same time, with taking away jobs, it's creating jobs with better incomes as well.
And you know, it's so encouraging to see how our curriculum is inculcating at a very foundational phase things like coding. So this generation is different to generations before, including mine, in terms of skills. So if you have just completed matric, what kind of entry-level roles are there for you as a matriculant?
Okay, look, so here's the thing, right? Like, the new generations have grown up using, like, iPads and iPhones, you know, the possibilities of tech, right? But now, even though you know about these things, for you to get a role in tech, there are certain skills that you need to still learn to get to that point, right? And those are basically software development and coding skills. So there are various junior positions that you can start off with, given that they study that skill, right? So, for example, there's like web designers, web developers, data analysts, database architects. These are different kind of junior roles they can get into straight away after matric, given that they obviously spend some time studying some technologies or some skills before applying for jobs.
And the accessibility of tech education, what trends have you seen? How has it evolved?
All right, so I mean, like, it has. So, if you, when it comes to software, right, you don't need anything but only a laptop, right? You don't need a lot of complicated hardware devices to learn that. If you have a laptop where you can watch lessons on or take classes on, specifically online, right, you can pick up the skills. It's very accessible for you to learn those kind of skills. So, I guess. Access to tech education is there right now way much more than before, right? Like these platforms like Zayo that obviously teach these skills as well. And it doesn't take that long to learn the skills because you see what happens in the tech environment is that companies value experience, right? Because the more experience you have, the more better products you can build.
And there are programs out there that could actually help you with 100% tuition, am I correct?
Sorry, you're breaking me a little bit.
I was asking that are there or aren't there programs out there that can actually help you with 100% tuition?
Yeah, so remember, like, when it comes to learning how to code, right, if you are somewhat familiar with matric, there's two routes you could take. The first would be university, and second would be a boot camp. Boot camps are much more shorter, right? They don't take as much time as a university degree, which is 3 years. Boot camps, a max after the boot camp goes 12 months. For this kind of boot camp, like the one we run, we have different kind of organizations that help us, like, access tuition, 100% financing. And one of the organizations we work with is Manati, where we get student loans for our students.
Now, let's go to misconceptions about tech careers. What are they, and how would you counter that?
Misconceptions.
Yes.
Okay, so, like, I think one of the most common one is data breaches, right? Anna, what are your thoughts about that? Like, have you ever seen that, like, when you talk about something and you open your Instagram and you see, like, you know, you see that ad of what you're talking about. Have you ever experienced that before?
Yes.
Yeah. So I guess that's a way of, people think, like, it's data, like Instagram listening to you, right? But how I think it actually works is it's tracking what you're liking or you're disliking, and it's obviously presenting to you what you're liking or what you're looking to purchase, right? So I don't think it listens to you. There's a lot of things people assume about tech, right? But at the same time, it's always benefiting you at the end of the day, you know?
And just in terms of choosing the right path for yourself, or maybe to help your child or your loved one to choose the right one, what would you advise?
Hello, sorry, you're just breaking a bit.
Okay, unfortunately, the line is rather bad, but let me ask this final important question.
Yeah.
I am asking, what do you need to put in place to make sure you are choosing the right path if you're going for a tech future?
I think just having a strong problem-solving skills and fundamental coding skills, right? So whenever you go to university, they usually teach you the fundamentals of coding first or whatever program you join, right? So once you know the fundamentals, you can do that, right? So, for example, if you want to learn web development, even for that, you need strong fundamentals like problem-solving skills and coding skills, right? Just knowing how to write simple functions using code and knowing the basics of variables and things like that. So once you know your fundamentals, right, you can go into any path. You can go into web development. You can go into AI, into data. There's various paths you can take given that your fundamentals are strong. And even if you're working in a specific sector, right, it's very easy for you to transition from one sector to the other once you have strong fundamentals.
All right. Thank you so much for sharing those insights with us. That is Asif Hassam, he's Chief Technology Officer at Zayo.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.